Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Hamul Casino, San Diego's closest casino. Real close, real friendly, real fun.
Naked in the night and looking for some play. Just another girl that wants to rule the world at any time or place. And when she gets into your head, you know she's there to stay.
Our pal, Mark B in SD, tweets in. He said, the Dodgers are still playing. For something, they're playing for best record in baseball and home field advantage throughout. And Benny pulled the numbers, pretty much got that sewn up.
They're
right?
Up by 5.5 on the Astros.
Yeah, I think they're good.
The Astros have 8 to play and the Dodgers have 9. But yeah, technically the Dodgers do need to win probably two to three more the rest of the way to make sure they lock that up. I didn't think the Dodgers were just going to punt on this series.
No.
It's too early to do that anyway. I mean, maybe the last trip through the rotation, you limit guys to 3 or 4
sure.
innings just
stay
to protect
sharp.
Arms, you know.
Not Nolan Ryan. Nolan Ryan's going CG, last day of the season, and then starting
but
game
this,
two.
But this series, I imagine they treat very much like any other regular season series against the Padres.
Sure.
I'm not thinking that they're going to get any special treatment this week when the Padres play the Dodgers. We need a contestant for Take on Woods, 833-288-0973. Chance to qualify for our trip to Vegas coming up. Plus, Paulie says we still need an incorporator word for Jesse at 835 today. You got a crazy vocabulary word you want to see him try to work into the broadcast today. You can leave us a voicemail. Just leave the your name, the word, spelling, pronunciation, and definition. And then if we pick it, we'll play it for Jesse when he joins the show at 8:35, and then he'll have to use it somewhere during tonight's broadcast with Tony Gwynn Jr. Call our voicemail line, 619-798-4892, 619-798-4892. You can leave your voicemail right there. All right, last night, NFC East football wasn't the first half was boring. Second half actually was decent, I thought. One of the better games of the week once they got to the second half between the Cowboys and the Giants.
Yeah, saw some tweets about, oh, this is old school smash mouth football. And I thought to myself, I've seen enough old school smash mouth football. I want to see somebody slinging it up and down the field. And you got Daniel Jones, you got Cooper Rush. Cooper Rush actually looked pretty good, Ben, especially in the second half. I mean, he hit CeeDee Lamb, a wide-open CeeDee Lamb with one of the worst drops I've ever seen in my life. I actually took the Giants, so I was none too pleased with the outcome. But I thought CeeDee Lamb bounced back quite nicely after just – it was easy 6 points for him. Hit him right in the chest and were not able to convert there. But, I mean, you had a blocked field goal early. You had a 3-3.
What the first half was a little rugged. But then the second half, I mean, CeeDee Lamb made up for it with a great one-handed touchdown
one-handed
grab.
The catch was phenomenal.
Really nice.
Guys were pounding it on the ground. Zeke, you know, was good. Pollard was good.
If you look at Cooper Rush's numbers, 250 yards, 15 yards, one touchdown pass, you go, Well, that's not winning you any fantasy football championships.
No, but it's a serviceable night.
But no turnovers, yep. I thought, was the big number for Cooper Rush. You know, call him, insult him, call him game manager, whatever. But it's exactly what the Cowboys need right now. And, yeah, you get called in as the backup and you perform like that, you feel pretty good about your backup quarterback.
Right? Yeah,
he's got two wins. 2-1. Giants are now 2-1. I like the two-headed monster now at running back. You feel like you got Ezekiel Elliott, you got a feature back, but Tony Pollard was doing just as much work. In fact, finished with 105 yards on the ground for the Cowboys, splitting time with Ezekiel Elliott, who had 73. Keep both of those guys fresh coming at you. Good running game. Maybe that was part of the smash mouth football that they were talking about, but Dallas moving the ball on the ground, and the Giants missing their opportunity to go to 3-0. They also looked like they lost wide receiver Sterling Shepard there at the end of the game, feared to possibly be a major knee injury, which would be a real blow for the Giants because they're not deep at the wide receiver position, and they were relying on Sterling Shepard this season. So kind of, I think, holding their breath right now, hoping it's not as bad as it looked like last night on the field there.
Yeah, it was a pretty good Monday Night Football game. It ended up being good for the beginning, though. It was a tough watch. I mean, just both teams came out kind of stagnant on offense, couldn't get anything going. But no, at the end of the day, decent game. Giants had a chance late and just soiled themselves, penalties. And did he throw a pick late?
At the end of the game. When they needed to get down the field quickly and, you know, take some chances. And he threw one earlier, I believe, when the wide receiver fell down. So a couple of interceptions there. Not necessarily completely his fault, but the difference in the game. And now there's just two undefeated teams left in football, correct? You've got the 3-0 Eagles and the 3-0 Dolphins. And that's it for 3 weeks. A lot of parity in the National Football League so far this season.
Yes, sir.
A couple other injury updates. Mentioned Sterling Shepard. Patriots could be in some trouble. Mac Jones is likely going to miss several games with a high ankle sprain, and they don't have a ton at backup. Brian Hoyer is their backup, who I learned yesterday.
Axel.
His actual first name is Axel Hoyer. Axel Brian Hoyer.
Why would you go by Brian if you could go by Axel?
Someone pointed out that he was born about 8 months after Beverly Hills Cop came out.
Named after Axel Foley.
It's got to be. I mean, where else are you going to come up with a name?
Yeah,
Axel there in the mid-'80s.
Probably before Guns N' Roses. I'd go Axel Hoyer.
Axel Hoyer.
The Axe. What's up, Axe? Every day of the week.
He goes with Brian.
Brian. How many Brians are there? There's very few Axels.
And now he's probably going to be the quarterback for the Patriots for the next few weeks, at least, unless they come up with another option.
Boston sports a little bit in the torture chamber.
It is.
Right? With the Celtics news and then the Red Sox being eliminated, and now the Patriots are just really kind of an afterthought.
The Los Angeles Chargers are really beat up after they're not only they're beat up by the Jaguars, but injury-wise, Joey Bosa, his groin injury from that game, he's week to week. They lose Jalen Guyton to a torn ACL, and offensive tackle Rashawn Slater out for the season with a torn bicep. So a costly loss in more ways than one for a team that a lot of people pegged as a potential Super Bowl pick. Now they're sitting at 1-2 and missing a lot of guys either for the season or temporarily. And then a scary scene last night in Cleveland, where Myles Garrett was injured in his Porsche rolled over like multiple times.
Yeah, single
in a one-car accident.
Single car accident. I had heard this morning driving in that he swerved to avoid hitting an animal.
Wow.
So I don't know if
probably at a fairly high speed.
I would imagine. You don't have a Porsche and putter. You might have a putter around in a Porsche, but I certainly wouldn't. So he is okay. I mean, miraculously, he's okay. It did roll. But he came out no broken bones and probably a lot sore. I mean, imagine playing an NFL football game. You're probably pretty sore. Then you roll your Porsche. Then you're very sore. And then you got to play a football game again the next
week. That's a tough week.
It's a tough week for Myles Garrett. He's a tough guy, though.
All right, looks like we've got a contestant on the line. Let's get to it and see if Woods can get back to his winning ways in a game of Take on Woods.
It's time for Take on Woods.
Take on
Woods.
Take
Woods. Brought to you by Hamul Casino, San Diego's closest casino.
It's our musical trivia challenge, and it looks like we've got Brian on the line. Brian, is your name Axel, actually? Would you go by Brian, or no?
It's Brian.
Just Brian, not Axel. Okay. Well, Woodsy's left the studio, so this part of the game belongs to you. You get 5 questions and 60 seconds of musical trivia, and if you can beat or tie Woods on the same questions, you will qualify for our grand prize drawing coming up here at the end of the month. Get your name in for our trip to Vegas, a 2-night stay at Wynn Las Vegas, fancy, 2 tickets to John Fogerty, and a $200 American Express gift card. Catch Fogerty performing his Creedence Clearwater Revival hits and other songs. Onstage energy at the Wynn for limited engagement. Tickets to all 6 performances from November 9th to 19th are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. You get to pick our category this morning. Here are your choices, Brian. Riding the Rails, musical answers that contain the word train. Made in America, 5 song titles, including the word American or Americans. And Comeback, our new category, 5 different song titles that begin with the word come. So Riding the Rails, Made in America, or Comeback are your choices. Brian, what would you like to play?
Let's try Comeback.
Comeback. All right. 5 questions, 60 seconds. Do you want to keep your advantage and keep Woods in the dark, or do you want to share the category with him and face him heads up?
Keep the advantage.
Yeah, keep the advantage. Makes sense. All right. 5 song titles. The first word of each song title is come, C-O-M-E. That's your clue that you get for this one. If you don't know an answer, you can pass. We'll come back to it at the end if there's time on the clock. And we'll start with our 2-second song. Pauly will play a short clip of a well-known hit. You need to give me the title and the artist to score that point. You ready to go, Brian?
I'm ready.
All right, 60 seconds on the clock. The category comeback. Your time begins when Paul plays the music. Good luck, Brian. Let's take on Woods.
Come Together
by
God, it could be God, the Beatles.
Yes. Which song was the only number one hit in America for the English band Dexys Midnight Runners?
Come On, Eileen.
Correct. Which song by Jay and the Americans takes place in a little cafe just the other side of the border where the singer can't resist a girl who belongs to Bad Man Jose?
Pass.
Which 1993 single was the final U.S. top 10 hit for Duran Duran?
Pass.
Which Frank Sinatra 1958 title track is about jet setting off to far-flung locations and is featured in movies including Catch Me If You Can?
Come Fly With Me?
Correct. Which song by Jay and the Americans takes place in a little cafe just the other side of the border where the singer can't resist a girl who belongs to Bad Man Jose? Okay, we got 3. Time is up. Good going there, Brian. 3 out of 5 correct. You got Come Together by the Beatles, Come On, Eileen, and Come Fly With Me by Sinatra. That song by Jay and the Americans is called Come a Little Bit Closer, and the Duran Duran hit is Come Undone. So we'll see how Woods does. He's had a rough month here. I mean, still probably a winning record, but certainly more qualifiers than usual. Brian's score, not Axel, just Brian, is locked in. You're not getting the category. You're getting the same 5 questions in the same 60 seconds. Reset everything. 60 seconds on the clock. Your time begins when Paul plays the music. Good luck, Woods. Let's take on Brian.
It's Come Together by the Beatles.
Correct. Which song was the only number one hit in America for the English band Dexys Midnight Runners?
Come On, Eileen.
Correct. Which song by Jay and the Americans takes place in a little cafe just the other side of the border where the singer can't resist a girl who belongs to Bad Man Jose?
Pass.
Which 1993 single was the final U.S. top 10 hit for Duran Duran?
Was it Ordinary World?
Not that one. Which Frank Sinatra 1958 title track is about jet setting off to far-flung locations and is featured in movies including Catch Me If You Can?
Another modern pull. Pass.
Which song by Jay and the Americans takes place in a little cafe just the other side of the border where the singer can't resist a girl who belongs to Bad Man Jose?
No idea.
Which Frank Sinatra 1958 title track is about jet setting off to far-flung locations and is featured in movies including Catch Me If You Can? my goodness. Down and here again. We go again.
Oh, my God. I'm
by
dying.
A 3-2 score. Brian, you have beaten Woods, taking him down.
I'm in.
The losing streak continues.
Just blowing saves every day.
The category was comeback. So the come together, come on, Eileen.
Hold on, let's see.
Duran Duran, you should get
come
for
undone,
sure.
Yeah.
Come undone, yeah. Frank Sinatra.
Come
fly
ye
with
faithful.
Me. Let's fly away. And then come a little bit closer
come
by Jay and the Americans. So, Brian, that's a win.
Damn it.
You are in the grand prize drawing, and you've won a Daily Diddy selection again, putting off Woods' pick another day. So hang
this.
On the line. You can get everything to Paul, all the information during the break coming up. But and Woods goes down again, 3-2 the score.
Just loss.
You know, it's
loss,
like a baseball season.
Yeah.
At any point, you just kind of go
into
funk.
He even gave you one clue within the last 30 years.
That's true.
That was an older one. Well, I'm older. I'm limited by the songs, but sometimes the category. I have some new ones coming up with some newer music. I'm really trying my best to write some with some newer music in them. So
not that I'd be great at it either.
No, I know. But hey, I'm glad we got another winner in Brian, and that's good for the tier ones that they got a chance to win these games.
What was
out
the category?
There. Comeback.
Comeback.
Killing it in the 55 to 70 year old demographic.
Dominic made a good point. The prize is John Fogerty tickets.
That's so true as well.
That kind of does make sense. So there you go.
You know, and I mean, I think we have a lot of younger listeners, but we also, you know, it's sports talk radio.
Yeah, you got some old.
You got some older guys as well that probably this music is familiar to them. So I don't feel bad about including it.
I do not have a problem with your questions. No. I have a problem with my answers.
This week, at least in particular.
This is terrible. I've never started 0-2.
Some people on Twitter had a problem with the category.
What was the category?
Comeback.
Comeback.
Songs that begin with the word come.
All right. Just going to break.
No, I've got to tease the Padres autograph baseball contest that's coming up later this hour.
Super.
About 7:42, we'll give you the keyword. You have to enter it at 973thefansd.com/autographs for your chance to win. That is coming up. We'll also talk with Mike Petriello from MLB.com. All after Don't Do This, which comes up next. It's an English language word. Very common. It's used in song titles right there. Ben and Woods, let's check traffic on 97.3 The Fan.
Picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Don't do this.
It's time for Don't Do This.
What were you thinking?
Three stories from the world of sports that make us all shake our heads.
Why?
How many times do I have to tell you?
I'm sorry, I fudged up, guys.
You idiot. You moron.
You dumbass.
The apple sometimes does far fall from the tree.
Don't do this.
Do not tweet that.
With Ben and Woods.
I like a Nickelback song or two.
On 97.3 The Fan.
Losing a week in fantasy football means you're going to hear some smack talk from your friends. Check out the Reception Perception podcast for insights on which wide receivers to start this week to rack up a big fantasy win. Whether you're in a PPR league or not, wideouts are a huge part of whether you win or lose. Matt and James have unique analysis to predict who's going to be a boom and who's going to be a bust. New episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. Follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. Now, that is a... that is a specific topic for
a
podcast.
Very specific.
Fantasy wide receivers only. Don't give me any of this running back or defenses. We're talking only wide receivers.
Wide receivers only.
On this one.
Can make or break you.
All right. I understand that there's going to be some different points of view. So this is simply a don't do this for me personally. When I saw yesterday that Brooklyn Nets guard Kyrie Irving, who was doing his, they had their media days yesterday as the NBA gets ready to start today, says that he was offered a four-year, $100 million contract extension next year, but it was contingent on him being available to actually go out and play.
Yeah.
So he was going to need to get vaccinated. For $100 million, will you get vaccinated? And he said,
nope.
No, I will not do it for $100 million. Now, I did it for free yesterday with my son. Got our Omicron booster to ward off the effects of COVID. And, you know, my thoughts are fairly clear. Billions of these vaccines have been given out. Everyone's fine. And, you know, while it doesn't protect you against every drop of COVID out there, it certainly lessens the effect and keeps people out of the hospitals and helps, you know, keep it from spreading to vulnerable people in the population. So I'm a big fan of vaccines, but Kyrie Irving, obviously, not and could not be swayed by even $100 million.
Is there, should he be also not applauded for that? But that's hard. Isn't it hard to stick to your principles?
I agree.
If you feel your principles are wrong, or even if you feel his principles are wrong.
I agree with that.
$100 million.
And I also appreciate that Kyrie has been saying, you know, it's my decision, and I'm living with the consequences.
He hasn't
been whining about it and saying, it's unfair, you need to change the rules for me. He hasn't done that. No. I respect that about Kyrie.
The bummer is for his teammates. Now, I think everything this year is going to be fine.
Yeah,
right?
Canada is even lifting the requirements, so he should be fine everywhere, as should baseball players if they have to go to Toronto for a playoff series.
Uh-huh.
Looks like it's all going to be okay at this point, which is good news. But I just worry that if people stop getting vaccines, it could come back. I mean, there's still hundreds of people dying every day from COVID out there, and it is a serious thing that I don't think we should just ignore because we've gotten used to it over the last 2.5 years.
Yeah, I agree. But so many people would say, all right, fine, just give me the shot to get my contract, kicked in.
I certainly would.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Not too much I wouldn't do for $100 million, Ben. We've been updating you seemingly daily on the Brett Favre scandal in Mississippi. Now, it's not only Brett Favre, Ben. You're talking about it's nabbed a lot of Mississippi lawmakers and people of power in Mississippi. Just one of the worst sports stories of certainly the year, maybe the decade. Robbing welfare money to do fun stuff, to do fun things. I did see one story. There was a pro wrestler there, got his rehab paid for. by the welfare fund. That welfare fund was feeding a lot of fat cats. Brett Favre, I did find out yesterday there was an update. So he got the money to do the volleyball arena for his daughter. Dude goes back to the well 2 years later asking if they could also help with University of Southern Mississippi's football team. He wanted to build an indoor practice facility for USM and hit him up again. Wanted to get more money. Also, did you guys see the story about when he said, hey, I got a great idea. If we need help building this, let's just use prisoners. He's like, what's the warden in Shawshank?
Yes.
Yeah, the Inside Out program that Warden Norton developed.
He made all the papers. He might have read about it. He made all the papers.
He's a real-life Warden Norton. If we don't want to pay for it, let's just get the prisoners in the prison to go build this facility. Bro, it's the lowest of the low. The lowest of the low. What's the anti-Robin Hood? That's what he is. If he wanted to steal that money, no, the money's for the people that need it the most. You're robbing from the poor. It's like walking by a guy on the street who's sitting there, and he's unhomed, and you walk by and go, give me that sandwich, and just walk away. You're the lowest of the low. If I walk up and grab Paulie's sandwich, that's a different story. I grab a bite of Paulie's sandwich, that's different. It's unbelievable. Unbelievable scumbag that Brett Favre is. Well, we've always kind of known he wasn't exactly the best.
Just don't take the Lord's name in vain. The rest of the rules, you'll learn as you go.
And he is actually still pitching his prayer app, $69.99 a month. You can go sign up for that now if you choose.
I like this story. This was a fun do-do this.
Love do-do.
Again, from the NBA
mega doo-doo.
Media days yesterday. And we talked before about the addition of Patrick Beverley to the Lakers and how it was going to cause probably some conflict because he and Russell Westbrook are known on-court enemies in the NBA that have never really liked each other. Yet a couple weeks ago when Pat Bev showed up for the first time, Russell Westbrook was the only guy there for his press conference. Yep. And oh yeah, that's a cool thing for Russ to do, you know, at least making it look like they're going to be okay. But how about the story yesterday from Patrick Beverley? He said, yeah, they had their run-ins and they didn't really like each other, but all of a sudden one day Patrick Beverley, who was going to play Russ when he was on the Rockets, went to a game, and Patrick's sister was sitting courtside. Russell Westbrook got his sister courtside tickets so she could see Pat play.
Nice.
Pat said, ever since then, you know what? A nice gesture like that, we've been good. We've been good.
That's a huge move.
It's just like he said, that was just a real as F. He said, that's real.
Yeah, real as F.
And they are now friends. He says, he's my best friend on this team.
That's amazing.
Russell Westbrook joining the Lakers. So how about that? It only takes a kind gesture, maybe. You know what? Someone you don't get along with, do something nice, and maybe they'll end up being one of your best friends.
And it's interesting because today, Paulie's got in the rundown, today is National Day of Forgiveness. Today might be a good day to go through your list, Ben, of hated people and people that, you know, you have a beef with, and forgive them. Maybe, I won't be doing that.
Maybe do a little kind gesture. Beverly said, if I was to name a best friend, I've been on the team 3 weeks, 4 weeks, it'd easily be him. We work out together. We lift weights together. We chat all the time.
That's cool as hell.
That's usually how it goes in life. I love that attitude.
That's cool. I love it, too.
Makes me now, all of a sudden, I'm starting to think maybe the Lakers might be okay this year.
Yeah, you're getting bought in.
They're talking about defense. They got the new coach, Darvin Ham. I'm like, okay, I like his attitude.
You know who else likes his attitude? Dave Roberts, manager of the Los Angeles Dodgers. Right.
That's don't.
Probably Justin Turner.
And do this. Betts
for Ben, you Tuesday. Do a great job.
And Freddie Freeman.
You love Ham.
Ham.
Yeah.
Darvin Ham. Ham. I do love Ham.
That was Don't Do This with Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, fun baseball interview. Mike Petriello, MLB.com.
So good.
Really good. Really good baseball writer. Going to be with us next as we talk pennant races, the upcoming playoffs, MVP races, and more. That's next with Ben and Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
You know, if I had to come up with a tagline for our show, it would be dumb jokes and smart people talking about baseball.
Yeah, well,
it's kind of two of the things we like the most.
I like having much smarter people on our show.
Oh, yeah, we're not the smart people.
No.
We like to have smart people on.
It's very important.
Talking about baseball. We got another one standing by here in Mike Petriello from MLB.com. We get into, obviously, the MVP races, Manny Machado, Aaron Judge is chasing 61 home runs still. Pennant races, everything coming up. We'll do that right after this check of traffic on 97.3 The Fan. Quickly, before we get to Mike, now is your chance to win another Padres autographed baseball. We've got them all month long. Padres players signed baseballs. All you have to do, enter a new keyword. It is SCORE at 97.3TheFan, sd.com/autographs. Again, SCORE is your current keyword at 97.3TheFan, sd.com/autographs for your chance to win today's autographed Padres baseball. And now we go out to our Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline. We are joined by MLB.com's Mike Petriello. Mike, it's great to have you back on Ben and Woods this morning here in San Diego. How have you been?
I've been great, guys. And listen, I know you want to talk about baseball, but I have two little kids, so if you want to get into dumb jokes, I can keep up with there, too.
That we actually would love that. To be honest with you, my partner, nothing gets him going more than a good, solid dad joke at 7:41 in the morning, Mike. If you have one, let it fire. I'm serious. Let it flow.
No, none I'm going to subject your listeners to this early in the morning.
Well, if you want a master class in Twitter on a daily basis, I highly, highly recommend going and giving Mike a follow, Mike Petriello, Mike _ Petriello. Man, you knock it out of the park on a daily basis, and we're all huge fans of what you do.
Well, thank you so much. It's really kind of you. I appreciate that.
Let me start with Aaron Judge, because I know you've written a ton about him. Watched all the at-bats yesterday. He got walked intentionally in the 10th inning with runners at first and second.
Smart move, actually.
The Barry Bonds treatment. Hey, it worked out. Yep. The Blue Jays won that game, but, of course, delaying another day, the potential of number 61. How do you put his season that he's having offensively in historical perspective right now, Mike?
It's an interesting conversation, because you'd think this would be an easy answer. Like, it's great. You know, it's going to be one of the seven or so best home run seasons of all time. It's going to be one of the seven or so best OPS plus seasons of all time, and higher than that, depending on when you choose to start history. Like, obviously a lot of people don't look at the pre-integration times in the same way and some of the shortened seasons in the same way. And it's just been fascinating to me how much like angst and argument there is about this. Like, I get that a lot of it goes back to how you feel about Barry Bonds and maybe how you feel about the Yankees, but it shouldn't be that complicated. Like, this is full stop, no caveats, one of the greatest hitting seasons in the history of baseball. It's not better than Barry Bonds, in my opinion, because regardless of how you feel about him, he's the best hitter who ever lived.
Yep.
But we have not seen a season like this in a very long time, and it's not just about the home runs. It's about the entirety of what he's doing.
Yeah, I mean, I couldn't agree more. Also, I don't know, you can't quantify it, but to do it in a walk year is bananas to me. That's the thing I can't wrap my head around. Like, no, I'm going to take a risk and gamble on myself and turn down a massive contract and then go out and hit not 40, not 45, but 60 with a few games to go.
It's absolutely amazing. I think I'm not an expert on all the other sports, right? But I imagine this is going to be the best walk year in sports history.
Got to be.
I mean, I know NFL free agency doesn't work this way in the first place. So, you know, maybe it's not a great comparison. Maybe there's an NBA year I'm not thinking about. But in baseball history, because we've looked into this, I cannot think of a better walk year than this. You know, you've got like some Alex Rodriguez years and some other, you know, recent years. But this is like, this is the best year I think I've seen. And I got to say, I don't envy the front offices who have to try to figure out how to value him in free agency. Like, there's no question he has earned himself money. He will do better than the contract he has turned down. That is absolutely true. But I also don't know what to make of him going forward. Like, is this the new normal all of a sudden at 31 years old? Like, that seems unlikely. Like, he's always been extremely talented, obviously. I don't know that you can look at this season and say, well, this is what I'm going to get for the next 6, 7, 8 years, because he's not, you know, Bryce Harper Young, Manny Machado Young, when those guys were when they signed the contract. So, like, it's not a 10-year deal coming, but it might be, you know, a 5-year deal at some obscene, like, average annual value. I'm interested to see how this plays out.
Yeah, you and me both. We're talking to Mike Petriello, writes for MLB.com. So there's been the MVP debate every single year can get a bit mundane. It can get, you know, it's fun to talk about. I mean, we didn't have a game last night. So, yeah, we're kind of diving into our guy here that we look at is Manny Machado, and if you cover the team like we do and you see him every day and you know the backstories of what he's been through, at least, you know, off the field this year, Fernando going down, and I know you said on Twitter you don't look at a guy's help, right? The guys that he has around him when you're evaluating for MVP, is that correct?
Yeah, that's right. When I tweeted it out, I had a lot of Padres fans saying, well, Arenado and Goldschmidt have each other.
They got each other, yeah.
And Machado doesn't. I'm like, well, first of all, I'm not going to demerit one of the Cardinals guys because they happen to have really good teammate. And second of all, if you're going to use that argument for Machado, I feel like you got to use it for JT Romuto as well, because he's been fantastic. But to me, it's an individual award for individual achievements. I mean, if the debacle of the Angels over the last 5 years has taught us anything, it's that no matter what kind of legendary superstars you have, baseball is a team game. You know, one player cannot make you good or bad. You need a whole team. An individual cannot do that by himself.
I kind of thought a few weeks ago that Paul Goldschmidt just was going to run away with it, but he's kind of gone into a slump, and Manny's had a really strong month of September here. So how do the numbers, just straight numbers, no help, you know, nothing that considered, how do you feel like they compare to each other, and throw Nolan in the mix as well?
Yeah, I thought when Goldschmidt looked like he might win the Triple Crown, it seemed like a slam dunk. You know, like that, if he did that, there was no doubt he was going to win the MVP. And you're right, he's really had a downturn over the last couple weeks. And I don't want to say that the end of the season counts more than early in the season, because it's a long year and all the games equal one win.
Sure.
So for me, when I think a little bit less of Goldschmidt's case now, it's not because it's happening recently. It's just because he's really come back to the pack a lot. Like, no matter what, he's going to end up the season as the best hitter in the National League. Nobody can change that, not Machado, not anybody else. But his case is obviously hurt by being a first baseman. And you look at some of the guys he's compared to, right? Arenado and Machado are elite defensive third basemen. You know, Lindor is a very good shortstop. Mookie Betts is a fantastic outfielder. Realmuto is maybe the best defensive catcher in baseball. And it's hard for a first baseman, no matter how good they are, to stand up to that. And that's kind of why, if you were to look at the wins above replacement leaderboards at Fangraphs, it's like a 5-way tie for first place right now.
Crazy.
I honestly have no idea how it's going to work out. It might be like the closest MVP race that we've had in years.
It's been crazy, too, because you just said something. You know, you just said something that sparked a conversation that was had on Twitter yesterday. Not by you, and not by, you know, Fangraphs or anything like that. There's a Twitter handle called SIS Baseball, and they do some metrics and things like that. And they had the Padres about 18th, you know, right in the middle of the defensive runs saved in baseball. And the weird part is that they had third base listed as -3 defensive runs saved.
The Cardinals, by the way, +25.
Right.
And so I looked at that. It made me feel like a crazy person.
Me too.
I mean, I love Nolan Arenado's defense.
He's great.
But I think Manny Machado's every bit as good. I've watched this season. I think Manny's been terrific. And I couldn't understand how that number came to be.
And honestly, Mike, I looked at that and I went, I don't get metrics. I don't get it. I've never been a math guy. I've never been a numbers guy. It's hard for me it's been hard for me to embrace, you know, a lot of the stuff that people talk about. I'm trying to learn. Guys like yourself help me out tremendously on a daily basis. But I look at that and go, Manny Machado's worth -3 defensive runs saved. I don't think so. It's crazy.
Well, Yeah, I mean, so listen, there's two really major defensive metrics, right? So that one you're talking about, they do defensive runs saved, and they do a very good job. And then there's the StatCast one, which is where I work on, and that's how it's above average. And I'm 100% not trying to make this a competition between two metrics here, but
sure.
The StatCast numbers have him as a plus seven, the fifth, sixth best defensive third baseman in baseball.
Okay, that sounds
okay. That's
more,
a little,
yeah,
there we that's go. More palpable for us.
Totally, but then listen.
Mind.
Totally, but then listen, I could go on other shows in other cities, and like I'll give you a great example. StatCast metrics hate Austin Riley. They think he's terrible, and Braves fans lose their minds over that because they watch him and they think he's fine. So, you know, the eye test and the numbers don't always match up, but my obvious bias aside about the numbers that I work on, I'm kind of with you that I still think Machado's a good third baseman.
Yeah, I mean, it just seems so obvious.
How do, let's take those StatCast numbers, though. What goes in, and I know it's you probably could explain it for 2 hours and we don't have that kind of time, but what generally goes in to those numbers? I mean, is there like video on how far away balls are, how hard they're hit? I mean, how many yeah. different factors go in to those defensive rating numbers?
Yeah, that's a great question, and I can explain it pretty simply, and we'll just stick to infielders for the moment here. It's not ever about hits and errors. It's about plays made and not made, right? Because you can get a ball that goes by you that's not scored an error that you should have made.
Right.
So the way it works is it looks at the distance you had to go to get to the ball, how much time you had. That's kind of where the hard hit of it comes in. Is it a slow roll or is it a hard hit shot? And what direction did you have to go? And then on appropriate batted balls, it also takes into account the speed of the runner, right? You don't care about the speed of the runner on a pop-up, but you do on the slower,
sure.
You know, you got to make the play or not. So it takes all those factors and it looks at that opportunity and it says, okay, given similar opportunities, how often was this play converted into an out? And that's what it does. And so you can say, okay, well, he just made a great play, but it was rated as easy. This gets turned into an out 90% of the time. Or maybe it'll say, that was really hard. Only 10% of the time this is turned into an out. So you do that for every single play. You aggregate it over the course of the season. And that's an oversimplified way of explaining where you get those numbers from.
You know, it's so funny, Mike. I can remember telling my dad vividly in high school, Dad, I don't need to study math. I know I'm bad at it. I'm a baseball player. I'm good. I'll never need any of this percentage knowledge. I'll never need aggregates. It doesn't matter. Let me get my C, get out of math class because I want to be a baseball player. And look at us now, you know, 25 years later. It is so much to digest.
Guys, I'm a history major. I
don't. Well, may I keep up the really, really great work? That was the last one for me. Do you have one up?
Well,
we
were just talking about it. Have you seen the
Have
you seen the Chasing Nolan documentary on Netflix at all yet?
I have not had a chance to.
All right, just we were talking about it and trying to put his numbers in perspective because there was a lot that even I hadn't known about Nolan Ryan as you kind of look at his career and what an outlier. Like he really was in the game of baseball for his longevity, the strikeout totals, though, and I mean the differentiation between him and some of the other power pitchers of his era.
The fact that his catcher, and if you watch it, and I highly recommend it. It's really good. We're not getting paid to like promote it or anything. It's just a really good documentary. His catcher goes, "Oh, I know everyone said he threw about 101. He goes, "I'm here to tell you, he threw 107 miles an hour." And I'm like, "There's no way." And he said, "You really believe that?" He goes, "Yeah, I'm the one that caught it. It's 107 miles an hour." I'm like, "All right, if you say so."
I'm not so sure about that, but I can tell you this. One of my favorite all-time baseball like trivia notes is that Nolan Ryan never once won a Cy Young Award,
once.
Which is just wild to think about.
It's crazy. And they ask George Brett, Pete Rose, they ask Rod Carew, "Hey, how many did he win?" They're all like, "Four? Three?" "No, three or four." And they're like, "Nope, zero. It is the numbers that he put up, the innings that he pitched, the strikeouts." I mean, it was just through
But, you know, now in this era where, you know, Jacob deGrom can go 9-10 and win a Cy Young, Nolan Ryan had a season in his 40s where he led the
40s.
League in ERA and strikeouts. That pretty much gives you the Cy Young right there. But he went 8-16.
They're like,
year.
No, he only won eight games.
So crazy. No chance, right?
No, you're right. He almost pitched too much because he had, I don't know the exact number, but something like 15 different double-digit loss seasons because he was pitching so much and getting all the decisions.
It's because he hated to come out of the game. I think you'll really enjoy that, man, and we certainly appreciate your time today. Keep up the great work. Everybody give Mike a follow. Just one of the better – yeah, like you said, the way you just explained, you know, defensive metrics makes sense in my head now, so I appreciate it.
Well, thank you very much, guys. I enjoyed it.
That's Mike Petriello, MLB.com, on our Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline. Save money the right way with Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad. Visit them today in the Carlsbad Auto Mall Chevrolet. Find new roads. Well, it's good to know, you know, we were going to talk about that -3 defensive runs saved at third base for the Padres, which other than, what, about 10 games this year has been Manny Machado at third base for the Padres. How he could be so far away from Nolan Arenado, +25
is insane.
When, you know, and I'm not going to say that Manny's head and shoulders above Arenado. They're both really good, but there's no way that they're that far apart. That Manny was the 29th ranked third baseman in the league.
The F out of, out I mean, of here.
Like, what, that has him as one of the worst third basemen in baseball.
Yeah.
There's just no possible way that's true.
He said he was +2 pre-injury and is -7 since the injury. I know he had a couple of boots and stuff, but they even just said, like, they don't even really factor errors in. It's more about getting to ball. I feel like he gets to so many balls. Maybe he doesn't.
Well,
I
think, you know, what he said about comparing it to other
Mike,
plays.
This other guy.
I think there are many plays that Manny makes, especially on the softly hit balls,
that
very few other third basemen make, because he's so quick and smooth, and the throw is usually, you know, so much better. He can make throws that other guys can't, that he makes plays that other guys don't. Like, no chance that another guy makes that. But Manny, going into foul territory, seems to make every single time.
Crazy. Just crazy to me. Makes no sense at all.
So I hope that's not what keeps him from winning an MVP award. That they said, it was close, but the defensive metrics tilted it.
Can you imagine if he was in a walk year and he goes in after the year that he's put together and sits down and AJ Preller, you know, taps his papers and says, "Well, Manny, we'd like to pay you more, but according to this graph, you are the 29th best third baseman in baseball, so you're going to have to take a pay cut." It makes no sense. I mean, I think there's a lot, and I believe in this stuff. I enjoy reading about it when I can understand it and digest it. But I think there's a lot of this stuff that's absolutely ridiculous, and it gets people in arguments that don't need to happen.
We brought it up a little bit yesterday. I think Manny always faces an uphill climb for MVP votes because there is a bias, I think, from some writers just against him. He kind of has to be head and shoulders better than other guys to win. And I can't say that he's head and shoulders above, but he certainly should be getting some first place votes.
No question.
Maybe if the votes fall correctly, who knows?
Never know.
He could end up winning the NL MVP.
I mean, we are absolutely cooked without him. Cooked.
All the sports, music, news, and podcasts that you want are on the free Odyssey app. You can download it today. We'll come back, reset the show, maybe have a little more fun with that Chasing Nolan documentary. Jesse Agler is going to join us. We still need an incorporator word, so you can leave your voicemail at 619-798-4892. Explain more about that coming up next on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week 1. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.